5 and 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, January 24th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Please remember to take a moment and subscribe to our channel at Rumble if you're watching this on the web. That's where all of our new video content goes, but better yet is downloading our free mobile app, which gets all of our video content plus extras, including free bonus content. We'll talk about that before the end of the program. Topic number 5 today, Russia. Our Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, and Russia's Foreign Minister, Sergei Lavrov, met Friday in Geneva. These are described as high-stakes talks over Ukraine, but both sides said they had little hope for a breakthrough. These talks come just 11 days after their deputies met in Geneva, Switzerland. No breakthrough then either. Russia, which supports an insurgency in the breakaway eastern provinces of Ukraine, is demanding guarantees that NATO does not expand any further eastward and just denies and guarantees that Ukraine will never enter the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. The United States is declaring the idea a non-starter and accusing Russia of undermining Europe's post-Cold War order. Now, having said that, just bear in mind that the United States was responsible for the Orange Revolution in Ukraine back in 2014 that overthrew a pro-Russian government in Kyiv. So Ukraine essentially being used as pawns in this struggle between the United States and Russia, and they will be the ones who pay the price here. Joe Biden, by the way, had to walk back some of the statements he made at his disastrous press conference on Wednesday, only the second press conference of his presidency. Thursday, he sought to clarify at the start of a press conference, which was supposed to be about his infrastructure bills, what he had intended to say on Wednesday. Quote, I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that's an invasion, end quote. Joe Biden should have been allowed to gracefully retire rather than be installed as the president of the United States. Biden keeps his press secretary, Jen Psaki, very, very busy issuing press statements the day after anytime Biden talks to the press. Press statements that begin with the line, what President Biden meant to say was, dot, dot, dot. Because again, his comments on Wednesday at that press conference horrified observers in Europe and especially in the capital of Ukraine. Topic number 4, Israel. United States has pulled its support for the proposed EastMed natural gas pipeline that would have connected Israel, Greece, and Cyprus to markets in Europe. This is a reversal of a policy under the Trump administration. This is meant to transfer natural gas from the Leviathan natural gas field, interesting title, just off the coast of Israel, through Cyprus, onto Greece, and then into Europe. This was announced back in 2016. Several agreements have been signed between those three countries over the deal. It was aimed to for completion by 2025, estimated to cost about 6 billion euros, but no financing has been secured yet. Now, why is the United States withdrawing support for this now? One can only imagine it's because of the progressive attitudes towards the government of Israel. Turkey also wants to get in on this deal. Last week, Turkish state media aired a documentary that showed footage of senior State Department advisor Amos Hochstein voicing his opposition to the pipeline before he was appointed to his role with the United States Department of State. Hochstein raised concerns about the price tag, environmental implications, and the growing reluctance of major investors, investment banks, to put money into fossil fuels over green energy sources. Again, I think all of this comes down to two things. Number one, globalism and as defined by the World Economic Forum and green energy replacing stable sources of actual energy like natural gas. And again, their attitude towards the state of Israel. Meanwhile, a new underground complex at the Natanz nuclear facility in Iran is apparently intended to serve as a new advanced centrifuge assembly center. The halls, according to an international report, are more deeply buried than at the Fordow uranium enrichment site. The new halls at Natanz and the Fordow site, both much deeper underground than the existing enrichment halls at Natanz. In other words, Iran is putting these deeper underground to withstand a potential attack by Israel or the United States. They intend to enrich uranium as its nuclear program continues. Topic number 3, crypto and the multiverse. The Federal Reserve Bank here in the U.S. has finally issued its long-awaited report on the possible issuance of a U.S. digital currency replacing paper dollars with Bits and Bytes, this 35-page discussion paper. Essentially, no firm conclusions. It's kind of a big meh. The bottom line, no insight as to when and if the Fed will issue an official United States-backed digital currency. Ultimately, that decision has to be made by Congress. But it is coming because there's no question that the cryptocurrencies are apparently here to stay until governments and central banks get involved. But a lot of big money retailers and investors are betting that crypto and the metaverse are the wave of the future. Walmart is venturing into the metaverse. According to filings of several new trademarks at the end of December, Walmart appears to be ready to enter the metaverse, selling digital goods and offering its own cryptocurrency. This is a growing trend. Ever since Facebook changed its company's name to Meta and signaled its ambitions to get into a virtual reality, companies are falling over each other to figure out how they're going to establish a presence in a virtual world. Nike, Gap, Under Armour, Adidas, Urban Outfitters, Ralph Lauren, Abercrombie & Fitch, all prestige brands, all getting into virtual space to one degree or another, selling nifties, NFTs, non-fungible tokens. These are essentially pieces of digital art that are allegedly not reproducible. Each one is unique, like an actual painting on actual canvas or a piece of pottery, except they only exist in digital space. You can only look at it through a screen or with a headset, and yet people are spending actual, real money on this. We've talked before about how people are investing millions of dollars into virtual real estate in the metaverse. It sounds crazy. It's in my way of thinking, this is the latest economic bubble that we're going to have to eventually deal with. Like back in the 90s and early 2000s, as you had a whole wave of internet startups that were just way overvalued, no brick and mortar presence whatsoever, and they were arguing that, oh yeah, that's the old way of doing business. We don't do that anymore. And then, of course, that bubble collapsed. Well, anyway, very smart people investing a lot of money into this right now. In fact, taking it even a step further and arguing for human rights for artificial characters inhabiting these virtual spaces, like the MMORPGs, massive multiplayer online role-playing games. These are bizarre. It sounds like a bizarre concept, but Tom Horn has been talking about this for years now. Human rights for autonomous artificial intelligences, basically. If you create a character in a virtual space for an online game, do you then have the right to just turn off the power to the game? And if you are the one who's created this virtual space, peopled by these artificial sentient intelligences, doesn't that make you a virtual god? Where have we heard that before? Yes, ye shall be as gods. I wish I were making this up, but this is... there are people at universities and legal experts trying to figure out how to create legal rights, human rights, for these artificial people. The irony, of course, is that, as I told you the other day, the number one cause of death on planet Earth among actual humans is abortion, the actual taking of an actual human life. Topic number two, separating religion and state. That would be Aztec religion from California schools. Aztec prayers will be removed from the California Ethnic Studies Model Curriculum. A group of Christian parents sued and won a settlement from the California Department of Education. The curriculum had included a series of Aztec chants and prayers in its guides and directed school districts to lead students in those prayers after a lesson that might be emotionally taxing. Just as an illustration, this is the kind of religion that the Aztecs practiced back in the day. The conquistadors put a stop to it in 1521 when the Aztecs surrendered to Hernan Cortez. Coming up, Saved by the Drone. I'll explain that and tell you how you can get access to Tom Horn's cutting-edge documentary on the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. for just $3. That's ahead on 5 and 10.
Call now and take advantage of SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year. with the rediscovery of the ancient prophecies from a mysterious group of prophets and scribes hundreds of years before Christ. Your understanding of end times prophecy and the final age of man is about to be forever changed. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, the veil is lifted as you discover how much of what you've been taught about Israel in the first century is incomplete. Shockingly, there were Jewish believers who knew exactly what to expect from the coming Messiah, that he would be God in the flesh, would die for our sins, and even the date of his first arrival. In Josh Peck's new book, The Lost Prophecies of Qumran, you will discover lost prophecies only recently discovered in the Dead Sea Scrolls about the time we are now living in, how the enigmatic group known as the Essenes formed and what influence they had on the New Testament, what hidden feasts and festivals the Essenes celebrated, and what messages the group left behind for believers living in the present age, how the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation fit within the Essene timetable, and how an ancient Jewish calendar actually predicts the prophetic significance of the year 2025. But that's not all. For the first time ever, you'll also receive Dr. Ken Johnson's massive three-book collection entitled The Ancient Mysteries of the Essenes, where Dr. Johnson compiles three of his most groundbreaking research studies on the Dead Sea Scrolls into one massive collection. In Book 1, The Ancient Dead Sea Scrolls Calendar and the Prophecies It Reveals, you will discover the secrets of the mysterious 364-day calendar used by the ancients since the time of creation and how it has been hidden until now for the appointed time. In Book 2, Ancient Testimonies of the Patriarchs, Autobiographies from the Dead Sea Scrolls, you will hear the previously hidden prophetic texts of such patriarchs as Enos, grandson of Adam, Lamech, father of Noah, Amram, father of Moses and Aaron, and even Enoch from the Book of Enoch fame. And in the most shocking revelation yet, Book 3, The Ancient Order of Melchizedek, you will learn astonishing facts about the enigmatic priest Melchizedek, such as why his priesthood was and is different from that of Levi, why the Messiah was ordained after the order of Melchizedek, and how the facts surrounding this mysterious order dramatically affect the theology and practical applications of our Christian walk today. This collection is an absolute necessity for any researcher's library and for those who want to fully step into the minds of the ancients and see the Dead Sea Scrolls like they never have before. Now you can get this incredible collection for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So don't miss out on SkyWatch TV's most groundbreaking deal of the year, the Lost Prophecies and Ancient Mysteries Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one today, saved by the drone. In England, Hampshire, southern England, a Jack Russell Whippet cross named Millie went missing on January 13th. She was spotted a few hours later, but in a very dangerous area, mudflats, dangerous for the rescuers trying to go after her. They tried without success for a day to lure her to safer ground. Finally, they hit on a new idea. They hung a couple ounces of sausage from a drone. This picture taken by the drone, flew the drone to Millie and were able to lure her out of the mud flats. Millie did get some of the sausage, so good news all the way around. And in Hong Kong, animal lovers, thousands of them, rallying to try to save hamsters who are set to be culled because of the COVID outbreak there in Hong Kong. Police in the city have warned that they will deal harshly with anyone who tries to get in their way. They want to kill 2,000 hamsters after several tested positive for COVID at a pet shop. Now, they admit there's no evidence that hamsters spread the coronavirus to humans, but they say they're acting out of an abundance of caution. These hamsters have been imported from the Netherlands under their zero tolerance program for COVID. Authorities have ordered anyone who purchased a hamster after December 22nd to turn it over for extermination. Pet lovers have gathered outside the pet collection facilities, urging people not to hand over their hamsters, some even offering to forge receipts dated prior to December 22nd. To save their hamsters from extermination. SkyWatch TV magazine has gone digital. That's because of the supply chain issues around the paper industry. Getting paper, and when you do get it, the cost of paper, making it economically impractical for us to continue printing and mailing the magazine. So it is now available in digital form. You can find a link to it and access it immediately at the SkyWatch TV website, skywatchtv.com. But if you just point your smartphone or tablet at the QR code on your screen. Follow the link. It will take you right to it. And the magazine, now hot-linked. We've got articles, reviews, of course, ads, and they are hot-linked. So inside the virtual magazine, you can navigate around and find what you want. Again, it's free of charge. We're just trying to make it available in a way that gets around the problems caused by the supply chain disruptions and the paper shortage, which has been ongoing now for a couple of years. Seriously, the ability to print new books, we used to be able to get these from the printer in about 6 weeks after we turned over the final typeset version. Now it's 6 months, and that's kind of iffy. So Skywatch TV's e-magazine, skywatchtv.com, or the QR code right here on your screen. Our friends at the Children's Special Offer, we're raising funds to help complete some construction work at Whispering Ponies Ranch in advance of the 2022 camping season, which is coming up quick. It'll be on us before we know it. And as our thank you for your help in working out and finishing these construction projects, we're offering the limited edition Defender Family Bible. It's the hardcover edition, coffee table edition, really. This is a beautiful Bible, large print, King James translation with the expanded Apocrypha, including the Book of Enoch. That can be yours if you partner with us during the month of January. For your gift of $300 or more, we'll send you a gift box from Whispering Ponies Ranch, a $100 gift certificate to spend on anything else, anything else you like at the Skywatch TV store, and this beautiful Bible. For your gift of $1,000 or more towards the work at the ranch, the Skywatch TV Defender Family Bible, a $300 gift certificate from Whispering Ponies Ranch, a gift box from the ranch, and an invitation to tour the ranch to see what you helped build. We'll take a group photo with the staff at the ranch, the Skywatch TV staff, and an invitation to attend one of our tapings here in the new Skywatch TV studios. Again, our Friends of the Children special offer. You can find out more and donate now online at skywatchtvstore.com, skywatchtvstore.com, or by calling 844-750-4985. Skywatchfilms.com, that's where you'll find Tom Horn's documentary, Belly of the Beast, produced with our friends Justin and Wes Fall, the Fall Brothers. They travel to Washington, D.C., and they show you the art and architecture, the occult symbolism built into the art and architecture of Washington, D.C. You can access it right now in full HD for just $3. That's a 7-day rental. You can also purchase unlimited access. We've got a number of other cutting-edge documentaries there as well, including our Wars of the Gods travelogumentaries of our tours of Israel. You can find out more, get instant access for as little as $3 at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Our tour of Israel, speaking of our travelogumentaries, we've backed it up to 2023 and praying that by then travel restrictions will be lifted. We intend to be in the Holy Land March 19th through 30th of 2023 with our friends from Skywatch TV, friends and colleagues, Allie Henson and Donna Howell, and our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will be joining us from Tel Aviv. We will show you sites other tours just will not, besides the Mount of Olives, the Temple Mount, the tunnels underneath the Western Wall. We will take you to Gilgal Rephaim on the Golan Heights. We will show you the Serpent Mound of Bashan. We'll take you to the Altar of Joshua, Bethel, Shiloh, and many other locations in the Holy Land. It makes the Bible come alive. Find out more, reserve your place online, skywatchinisrael.com. SkywatchInIsrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, Lost Prophecies from Qumran, Hidden Feasts that point to 2025 as a year of great significance. Josh Peck and Dr. Ken Johnson join Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team. You'll find our broadcast schedule for our over-the-air programming at skywatchtv.com/channels. But we'll broadcast for you right now. Just click that button if you've got the Skywatch TV app for Roku or Apple TV, or if you've got the free mobile app. Then you've got all of our video content right in your smartphone or tablet, along with a calendar of our upcoming events and news the mainstream media wants you to miss, plus through February, chapter-length excerpts from the new book, The Second Coming of Saturn. I know the guy who wrote it. You'll find that under the News tab at the mobile app, which is available for iOS and Android devices and Amazon Kindle Fire tablets. And we have links to all of those app stores to make it easy to find the app for your device at skywatchtv.com. It's in the top menu bar where it says Skywatch TV app. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.